B'tami v'savadim, Ramban. Continuing here in the first of the Aser Sedibos. B'tami v'savadim shahiyo umdim b'mitzrayim v'savadim shvuyim l'faro v'amalahim zeh shahem chayovim shiyya Hashem ha-godol v'hanichbod v'hanora hazeh Lahem Lelokim Sheyavduhu Kihu Pada Osa Me Avdus Mitzrayim Ketama Vadaheim Asher Hotzesi Osam Meyaretz Mitzrayim. So it would have been enough for the Torah to say, Anocha Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, to reference Nisei Mitzrayim to prove all the Yesodos of Hove Kadmon, Me'ito Hoya Hakol B'chefet. It would have been enough to say, Anocha Hashem Elokim Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. So why does the Torah add the description of Mibes Avadim? So that's to explain the Elokecha. Again, Elokecha means he's your God in a unique way. So that imposes, it's obviously the ultimate privilege, but it also imposes obligation. Again, that's where the Ramban Shechayovim Lavod also in yesterday's Ramban was implied in Elokecha. So Mibes Avodim is explaining that. The Asher Hotzeisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim is explaining all the Yesodos HaEmuna, and the Mibes Avodim is explaining the background for why we have more of a Chiyuv than the Umos HaOlam. Just as the pasuk in Parshas Behar, "Va'avadayhem, asher hotzeisi osa me'eretz Mitzrayim." Next line is al pi kabbalah, "Kvar amasti od lemaila tam shnei Hashemos hakdoshim al derech ha'emes." V'zoha mitzvah tikarei b'divrei Rav Oseinu kabbalas malchus shamayim. The affirmation of Anochi Hashem Elokecha constitutes Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. Ki Amilos Ha'ela Asher Hizkarti Heim B'Melech Keneged Ho'am. V'kach Amu B'Mechilta Lo Yelecha Elohim Achim Alpona Lo Menema L'fishu Omer Anochi Hashem Lekecha Moshe L'Melech Shenichnas L'Medina Omer Lo Avodav Gzor Alein Gzeros Amar lahem, lav, kishet kaplu malchusi, egzo alechem gezeros, she'im malchusi, enchem mekablim, gezerosai, heichatem mekablim. Kacha amar malchum liyisrael, anoch Hashem lakacha, lo yelacha, anihu shekibalti malchusi alechem emetzrayim, Amu lohen, kshekibalta malchusei, kablu gzerosei. Kloma achar, sha'ata mekablam alechem, amodim, shani Hashem, bani alokechem, me'eretz Mitzrayim, kablu kol mitzvosei. So the Kabbalah Malchusi in this Moshel to the Melech Shenichnas the Medina, so the Kabbalah Malchusi apparently is Mitzvah Sanochi. And then Lo Yela, Lo Emacherim begins the Kabbalah Gzerosa. this is the mechilta we mentioned yesterday, that the Ramban thinks, again, even though he doesn't agree with the Bahag, but in his defense of the Bahag, that this is the mechilta that perhaps the Bahag in which the Bahag sees the source for his conception of Tayag Mitzvahs, that the Tayag Mitzvahs are the Gezeros of the Melech. But what stands sort of, again, prior to that is the Kabbalah's Malchus. Hashem Elokecha, Asher Hotzei Sikha, Veloka Asher Hischel, Lohem Atem Re'isem, Kimen Ashamayim Dibarti Imachem, Va'atom Shemoa Tishma'u Bekoli, which was Lashon Rabbim, Lahazir Ki Kol Yochid Mehem Ye Onesh Al HaMitzvos, Kim Kol Echad Yedaber, Ubechol Echad Yitzaveh, Shelo Yachshavu Ki Acho Harov Yelech, והיוחד ינוצל עמהם. ויבוא אליהם משה, זו עושה הכוונה בסוף התורה, בפרש הזה אתם ניצובים, like when the pasuk says, פן יש בכם איש או אישה, או משפחה או שבט. So then, why initially is it בלשון רבים? It's given that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to adopt the lashon yachid in the Aseres HaDibros so as to dispel this Hava Amina, that maybe Torah Mitzvah means that the Jewish people as a whole should even came Torah Mitzvah. But any one Yochid doesn't really undermine that. No, so Kamash Malan, no, everything is a Chovas Yochid. In Kol Echid Yedavit, so why not? So why did the Torah initially speak b'loshen rabim of atem v'isem and v'atem shemo tishmu? So the Ramban isn't, it's between the lines in the Ramban here, not in the lines, but what the Ramban means is as follows. The Amis says that, I mean, this Hava Amina of Lahazir Ki Kol Echad Shelo Yachshavu Ki Acha Harov Yelech. What sort of generates that Hava Amina is that the reality is that Torah was given to the Klal. Torah wasn't given to 600,000 Yechidim. Torah was given to Knesset Yisrael. Torah was given to the Jewish people as a whole. And that's what the pasuk is saying. Va'atam shemoa tishma v'koli, v'shmatam isbisi, v'yisam li skula mikol ha'amim, v'yisam li skula mikol ha'amim, va'atem tiyuli mamlechas konim v'goy kadosh. So Torah was given to the Klal. Rambam has in a couple of places, one of them at the end of Parak Aleph of Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Avraham Avinu discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he taught people, then he transmitted to Yitzchak, Yitzchak to Yaakov, Yaakov to all his sons. Yaakov Avinu, limed bonav kulam, V'hivda Levi u'minohu rosh v'hoshiva b'yeshiva l'lamei derach Hashem b'lishma mitzvahs avon V'tzivas banav shelo yafsiku mibnei Levi memuna acha memuna kedesh shelo lo tishakach halimud. V'hoya hadav v'holech u'mizgabe b'bnei Yaakov u'ban nilvim aleihem. V'nas says ba'olam u'ma shehi yodasis Hashem. So as it were, the goal always was that there should be an u'ma shehi yodasis Hashem. There shouldn't just be many, many yechidim who are yodim as Hashem, ovdim as Hashem, but there should be, the goal always was that there should be an umma hayodas as Hashem, an umma ha'ovedis as Hashem. And that's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu offers the Torah, he doesn't offer it to 600,000. That's the pshat in the famous Mechilta. So the pshat is that was a sine qua non for Kabbalah HaTorah, because it was only when they were ki'ish echad b'leiv echad that the Kabbalah would represent not just the Kabbalah of 600,000 yechidim, but would represent the Kabbalah of Am Yisrael as a collective whole, of Am Yisrael as opposed to just 600,000. 600,000 yechidim, and that's what the Lashon Rabbim signifies. That's why initially, as it were, no, Lashon Rabbim is that there needs to be employed. It's the Atem Reisem. It's Va'atam Shemoa Tishmo B'Koli, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is addressing collectively. He's addressing the 600,000 not individually, but he's addressing them collectively, because Torah is not being offered to Yechidim, it's being offered to Knesset Yisrael as a whole. Elamai, by virtue of the fact that each one of us belongs to Knesset Yisrael, so then Torah for us is also a Chovas Yachid. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu then clarifies in the Aseres HaDivros. Hagam, that the Torah is only being offered to the Klal, it's not something that everyone individually could decide. It's being offered to the Klal. But once it's accepted by the Klal, so then by virtue of every Yochid who belongs to that Klal, so then Torah relates to him even as a Chavis Yochid as well. That's, again, that's between the lines here in this Ramban. Lo yelach lo machem al pone kosav vashe lo yelach lo manem lo fish nem lo sasa lo kha and the other shall yasa also kwa min ach lo yekayem tam lo lo yelach. So Rashi interprets that lo yelach lo machem al pone is an issur against ownership of idols. Says the Ramban, v'zo be'emes, or even just keeping them in one's possession, v'zo be'emes b'raisa hishnui b'mchelta, v'imkein tiyah zo ha-mitzvah lo sase b'lvad, azhor l'mikayim avodas gilulim b'rshuso v'ein bo misis bezden. But the Ramban is asking a kashan, as he himself says, the truth is it's not just a kashan rash, it's a kashan in that opinion in Chazal. It's a difficult pshat to understand, because you would think the Torah would begin with the Isurim Chamurim of Avodah Zarah. Just maintaining Avodah Zarah in one's Rishus would be an Isur Lav. It's not the same Isur as being Ovid Avodah Zarah. L'fi daiti she'en halacha k'divrei zo sabraisa u'k'divrei yachid hishnuya. What Rashi quotes represents a das yachid. Sheken shaninu, shekach shaninu b'sifra, v'lohem asecha lo sasu lachem, yochol yasu lachem acherim, talmud lomar lo lachem. Ein li ala lachem, yochel hein, yasu lachem, tamalom lo sasu. Lo lachem, lo lachem. Mikano, mi ha'osa, barazal, atzma, obi mishum shnei asaros. Mishum lo sasu, u mishum lo lachem. But the issur of having avodah zarah is from this pasuk, according to the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Yossi omer mishum shalosh, mishum lo sasu, u mishum lo lachem, u mishum lo yia. Hooray, this is the Ramban's Rayesh, Rabbi Yossi yachid b'makam rabim. Hu ha'omer kelo yia lacha asar lemekayim avodah segilulim. Mulidivei Tanna Kamma enochein. So what is the pshat? What's the alternate pshat? This you have in a few places, that the Ramban is Masig on Rashi for quoting, he's quoting Chazal, but quoting a view which is Shaloka Halacha. You have that in a few places, that the Ramban is Masig on Rashi for that. For instance, in Parshas Baal Oscha, by Derech Uchoka. So it's Machlokis in the Mishnah in Psachim between Rabbi Lez and Rabbi Akiva, whether Derech Uchoka is more or less Pshutok HaMashmo, like Rabbi Akiva says, means Min HaModiyan Valachutz. Beyond Modi'in, beyond 14, 15 mil, whatever that is, from Yerushalayim, or Rebbe Lez, that's what Rebbe Kiva says, and that's how we pass it. Rebbe Lez says, outside the Azara. If a person is outside the Azara, Bizman Shchitas HaPesach, HaChatzos, he's considered B'Darach HaChokah. So Rashi quotes that in the Parash of the Torah, and the Ramban is Masik, so we don't pass him that way. He should be quoting Rabbi Akiva's pshat. You have that in a few places. V'hanochon gam lefi pshat, says the Ramban, shehu miloshon v'hoyo Hashem li leilokim. Or lios lachem, Yaakov says, v'im, how does it go? Im yeh elokim yimodish, marani V'nasan li lechem lecho levegel l'lvosh v'shavti v'sholom al beis avi v'hoya Hashem li leilokim. So what does it mean that Hashem will be li leilokim? It means belief, right? To say that Hashem is to someone elokim, it means that you relate to him as such, that you believe. And therefore, lo yeh lecha, in the losa say, lo mash lo yeh lanu bilti Hashem Elohim acherim mikol malachei mailo, mikol tzva shamayim hanikurim Elohim. So lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim panayim means not to believe, not to elevate something else through your belief to the level of a deity. Ki inyan shenem azoveach lo Elohim yechoram bilti l'Hashem levado. V'him menio, it's a losa say, Shelo yamin be'echad mehem, v'lo yikablo olav be'aloha, v'lo yomalo eliyata. V'chein das unkelus. Unkelus also thinks that's the pshat. Shenema elohe ocheran bar mini. That's also how the Rambam understands it in Perek Aleph of Yisodei HaTorah. I think the Malbim has, and you have in Tilim Kuf Chav Dalet, Lule Hashem Shahoyalanu Yomano Yisrael. Lule Hashem Shahoyalanu Bekum Oleinu Adam Azaychayim Belaunu Bacharos Apambanu. So David Amel says the Lule Hashem Shahoyalanu twice, right? Lule Hashem Shahoyalanu Yomano Yisrael. Lule Hashem Shahoyalanu Bekum Oleinu Adam, that when Adam rose up against us. So the Gemara Megillah says Adam refers to Haman. And some say it refers to Bnei Yishmael and Achos Hayamim, that Lule Hashem Shayalanu is Azai Chayim Blonu. They would devour us. They would rip us apart. They would tear us apart. So why the Lule Hashem Shayalanu twice? So the Malbim says the first time it means like this Ramban, Lule Hashem Shayalanu Yaman Yisrael. If not for the fact that we believed in Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Lule Hashem Shehoyah Alonu Bekum Aleinu Adam. The second time means if Hashem hadn't been with us. The first time is if we hadn't believed in Hashem, because that's the prerequisite for the second time. And the first time is if we hadn't believed in Hashem, And then if Hashem hadn't been with us, then azai chayim blaunu, they would have swallowed us up alive. And then azai avar nafshena hamayim zaydonim, and then we would have been inundated by these waters of these malignant waters. That's what the Ramban says. Again, as he cites Unkelus, but the Rambam is also like that. It means not to harbor belief that there's any deity other than Hashem. Veda says the Ramban, ki b'chol ha'mokom sh'yom ha'kosav Elohim acherim, ha'kavonu bo acherim zulasi Hashem ha'nechbad. V'yidpos zeh ha'loshen mekabolas ha'lohus o ba'avod alo, ki yom alos sekablo alechem aloha bilti Hashem levado. Alo k'shiyida b'vasiyo lo yom ha'kosav acherim cholila. Avol yomu ve'lohem ha'secho lo sasu lachem. Meaning, when the Torah, right, objectively, there are no other gods, obviously, right? So the Torah will never, ever, Rahman al-Tzlan, use that phrase, other gods, other than in a context where it's describing a belief that a person shouldn't have. So, lo yi'alucha, you shouldn't believe. Okay, so we're describing what you shouldn't believe. We're not describing what's objectively true. We're not describing the reality. We're defining what you shouldn't believe. You shouldn't believe in other gods. But you can't say, don't make images of other gods, because if you're not describing a person's belief system, so in that context, it would seem, Rahman al-Tzlan, that there is such a thing. So that's why the Ramban says, when the Torah is asering b'loshon Elohei, making idols, the Torah doesn't say that the Torah has to say Elohim Masechel Osasu Lachem, because you can only use the phrase Elohim Acherim, which means other gods, when you're describing the incorrect, false, prohibited belief. But in any other context, obviously you can't speak of other gods. So other gods, according to the taich of the phrase Elohim Acherim, according to the Ramban, is gods other than Hashem, again, which doesn't exist, but the Torah is describing, you shouldn't believe, you shouldn't erroneously believe in such a thing, gods other than Hashem. So Rashi also talks about what the phrase means. Rashi says it a little differently. Okay, we'll stop here.